Intercept.
They don't want you to know. It would kill them.
Oh, it's my mom. Can you turn that down?
Ah, Christ. Perfect timing. The jet is just about to reveal the true cause of hair loss.
Simply because of the toothpaste you use.
Please.
Or the shampoo you put on your head. Or the type of rice that you eat.
Walter.
Ah, fine. I'm turning it down. It's a break anyway. So let's make this quick.
Hi, Mom. Oh, you're at our yard. Aw, I miss our yard.
Hi, sweetheart. Yep, the yard looks great. How are things going in your new location?
Ah, they're great, Mrs. Rep. Lots of grubs, plenty of music from the moles, power's on, can't complain.
Well, that's nice to hear. Honey, did you get the gift card I sent you?
I did, Mom, thank you. But I can't really go shopping while we're down here in this hole, thousands of feet below the surface.
Well, you never know. Maybe they'll figure out how to ship things down to your neighborhood.
It's not a neighborhood. I'm sick of grubs.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. I just think it's nice that you don't have to worry about traffic anymore. You were always complaining about it.
Yeah, that is true. I suppose the lack of traffic nearly offsets the constant darkness.
Well, it's great to hear from you, Mrs. Rep.
Oh, I see some leaves here on your solar panels.
It's fine. I got a guy who comes by and cleans things up.
Oh, I'm just going to... Oh, my gosh.
It's just great. That was our only power cable. You told me not to get the 10,000 footer, but it was perfect. Now we're screwed.
Mom, can you still hear me?
Yes, sweetie. I got the leaves.
That's great. I don't have reception down here, so we're on Wi-Fi. If the battery drains, I'll lose you.
The gauge says 1%. Why did you have to run the blender?
I wanted a margarita.
To take my mind off this hellhole we live in.
Well, I hope it was worth... It stopped. That wasn't 10,000 feet. Hey, Mrs. Rep, did you manage to grab it?
Yeah, she grew 500-foot arms, honey.
Well, I didn't...
I got the cable, friends.
Bartleby, that a boy.
I'm happy to run it back up toward the surface, but she'd have to take the ladder down that gets her 100 feet below the surface.
Hey, that's great. You hear that, Mrs. Rep? You just take the ladder.
We're not sending my mom down a 100-foot ladder into endless darkness to grab a cable from a mole we've never physically seen.
The lights are flickering. Probably only have a few seconds. What do you mean endless? We're at the end of it.
So you think if my mom falls thousands of feet, that she'll be thrilled to just crash through our roof and then immediately start living with us?
The moles would catch her.
I found the ladder and I'm heading down to grab the cable. I knocked the leaves off.
Hey, that's great. I'm sure the ladder is sturdy. It's from the moles.
How do you know that? Mom? Hello? Oh, my God. How did Bartleby suddenly know about this ladder?
Oh, we've known about the ladder for a long time.
Bartleby, you scared us.
You know we prefer when you sing a little when you're getting closer.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just got caught up in the moment.
How far down does the ladder go? Could we have been using it the whole time? Can we reach the top with it?
Oh, I don't think so. I think it only goes down like 100 feet or so, but... I'm not sure. You guys want to climb to the top and leave?
And miss out on your singing and these delicious grubs? No way, Bottle Bonnie. Hey, the lights are back. She did it.
Mom, can you hear me? Are you safely back to the top? I can't believe you did that.
I'm almost.
Mom, please be careful.
And great work. Possibly even in time to hear the jet!
Okay, I'm to the top. I found a strange plaque down there, and I took a photo. Just a moment. I'll pull it up.
I wouldn't let her read it!
What? Why?
Just need to put my glasses on. Okay. Okay, it says... Oh, hang on. Hang on, it's upside down.
I wouldn't do it!
Well, I've got the cable all hooked up, folks. This connection here at the top looks like it could use some attention.
Okay. It says, on this spot, 100 years ago from today's date, June 1st, 1861. Oh, wow. That.
What do you say, folks? Should I give this connection some attention?
I'm having trouble reading. I'm going to zoom in a little bit.
Hello?
Zoom in so
Mom, hang on!
Okay, here. Willoughby House disappeared. boss has disappeared and sank into the earth.
It's getting pretty loose. Huh.
We commemorate this event by...
Mom, I'm so sorry. I gotta go. The jet is coming on with some important information.
Ugh, that felt even worse to say than I expected.
Okay, sweetie. Well, please use that gift card. Love you.
There we go, folks. Well, that was close. Glad I could help.
Thanks, Bartleby. You're the best.
You're the best? What just happened? Is there another house below us? This has happened before? I think we're in trouble.
And that's why you have to make sure you can keep your dog's water bowl clean. Your hairline will thank you.
Ah, dang it, we missed it. And we don't even have a dog. Well, I guess you can kiss my hairline goodbye eventually.
Yeah, that sounds like it would really make our lives worse.
Hi there, I'm Brianna, the owner and maker of Brianna's Handmade Soap. I'd like to introduce you to an alternative to those mass-produced Carnacle brand bars. Those cheap bars are a laundry list of things that make me cringe. Chemical detergents, synthetic fragrances, you name it. Not only are they drying, they strip your skin of its beneficial oils. Take a look at your usual bar. If it says cleansing bar or beauty bar, it's not the real deal. Now, let me tell you about my soap. Real soap, handcrafted by me. No mystery ingredients, just pure, simple, and honest. My handmade soap is a savior for dry and sensitive skin, made with organic plant-based oils that moisturize and nourish. So, why settle for a bar that's pretending to be soap? Treat yourself to the real deal. Visit BriannaSoap.com. That's BriannaSoap.com. And use promo code INTERCEPTS for 25% off your first order and discover the difference.
That one's an original. I just painted it last week, as a matter of fact.
Oh, I love it. The symbolism is really pronounced and yet subtle. That's just what we're looking for.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I'd say there's much symbolism.
Are you kidding me? That thing's crammed with symbolism. Ring it up. Let's go.
Wow, I wish every sale was that easy. Wouldn't have to sweat paying my rent every month. Let me grab a bag for it, and is this for your band or something?
No. Why do you ask?
Oh, well, just with the outfits. What is the, what is that, burlap? And the funky haircuts, and the guy has the little sweaters on his thumbs. I thought he might be a drummer or a bassist or something.
That would be cool. No, these are just my thumb sweaters for my boys, Frank and Lefty, who, as you can see, are aimed right at the sky in favor of this art. They love it.
Oh, well, thank you. You said just what we're looking for earlier, but you're not all together?
Oh, no, we are. We're in a cult, and this burlap isn't permanent yet. This is just kind of a trial run.
And even though we all agreed to cut our hair to match Leader's, the thumb sweaters haven't had the same group appeal yet.
Please don't call me Leader.
Oh, so you want to use my art as part of your cult?
It's not a cult. Apologies. We're a group, an organization with a common goal, and we're looking for some art to represent our message.
And lucky for you, we chose this circular whatchamacallit thing here that you did. So let's bag it up and let's go.
Yeah, I'd love to. I'm not sure if this is something I want to be associated with.
You don't want to sell your art and pay your rent? Do you vet everyone who buys your stuff?
Hey, before you hang that on your wall, let me see what holidays you celebrate. See what kind of hats you put on your dolls. Is that you?
No, no, obviously no. But people rarely want to buy something to then use as the main logo for their business or organization or cult.
It's not a cult. We are called the Relentless Circle, or the RC.
That was my suggestion. Tighten it up. RC. Nice and short. Hey, could I get you to paint a little face on the Lefty here?
And we aim to enlighten people to the fact that they live in a universe full of consciousnesses, or consciousni, that has been reused. Don't you ever feel like you've experienced some of this before?
Deja vu? Your cult's whole message is that deja vu has an explanation?
Whoa, don't go bad-mouthing our cult, man. We'd hate to take away this sale. And we'd never comment negatively on your work, like this one here. You know what it's missing? What if you glued some human body hair on it? I have some. I'll sell it to you for a good price.
What? Hold on, hold on. Just slow up a second. That piece doesn't need human body hair glued onto it. But thank you. I'm sorry if I offended your ethos. And for you, would the face be on the nail or the print side?
The print side, obviously. What, do you paint faces on the back of little kids' heads? You hear that, boys? This guy, am I right?
Please get Lefty away from my face.
That's Frank.
Fine, Frank. Please back Frank away a bit. And I could paint a face onto Lefty, but we would need to discuss it ahead of time. We'd come up with a plan, that's called a commission, and that's typically how you would go about finding a logo to represent the repetitive circle, or whatever the RC stands for. And every time you grab something, you're smushing your thumb's face into it.
Lefty can take it. He likes meeting things face first.
Relentless circle. It's only going to continue unless we can communicate with the game makers and ask them to be more diligent in how they delegate their conscious nigh going forward.
I don't know about this guy. Is this the kind of artist we want to support? Someone who looks at people and makes immediate negative judgments? Sure, maybe our outfits are a little silly. Maybe the burlap wasn't a great idea, given that it both chafes and also gives off a powerful scent when combined with even the slightest amount of sweat. But you learn. You make adjustments. You don't just keep making the same hairless paintings and hope they magically get better.
I apologize if I offended you. I just think that a commission from maybe a different artist, one who uses human body hair, might be a better process for you.
I hope we haven't scared you off. This work is truly wonderful, and we'd be happy to use it. Could we potentially commission you to write the relentless circle on the painting?
I'd have to think about that.
Okay, well, you can think while you're working on Lefty. He is already got his sweater off. Let's go easy on the eyebrows, but really make his eyes pop.
Sure. So, dreams, things that feel familiar, the feeling like having had past lives, you're saying that's because the game makers keep reusing people's consciousnesses?
That's precisely what we are saying.
Oh, wow. I didn't know today was going to be a recruiting trip. Sounds like we may potentially have a new member, and you didn't even bring the unicycle.
What would a unicycle have to... Actually, I wouldn't go so far as to calling me a potential new member. Okay, hold still. I'm going to do the lips.
You heard him, Lefty. Just stay nice and calm.
So, maybe not a new member, but I do like to always look at things from a new perspective.
That's all we're aiming to get people to do, so thank you.
And when you look at things from a new perspective, and you look at this painting, you can't see how the fields would really pop with some hair glued on it?
I guess now that you phrase it that way, I could maybe see it.
That's great. And you're looking at your supply chain. So what size burlap are you?
Let's hold off for now. Keep me posted, though, if you switch uniforms.
That I will do, my friend. I think the uniform switch is pretty certain at this point. I may have to duck out before Lefty's done and see if any of these booths are selling sweatpants. The smell is going to make me pass out.
I really hope you'll consider joining our group.
Well, there's a lot to like. Oh, those lips are absolutely pouting. Nice, Lefty. Nice.
This is coffee as it is, and coffee as it should be. This is Bridgeport Coffee Roasters, the peak of freshness. Use the promo code INTERCEPTS to get 15% off a batch of our crafted coffees at bridgeportcoffeeroasters.com.
You take photos of everything, your family, your trips, your life. But here's the question, who else can see them? With ND Photos, the answer is no one but you. Not ND, not advertisers, not the cloud. Your photos are end-to-end encrypted. No ads, no tracking, no training. At Ente, privacy isn't a feature, it is the foundation. Available on all platforms and open source, check out ente.io, that is E-N-T-E, for more information. Use code INTER15 for 15% off on your subscription. Take control of your photos, choose Ente.
How's your experience going so far?
Who is that? God? Am I going insane?
Sorry. No, I'm just performing a routine check-in.
Routine? What? Am I dreaming? This all sounds so real.
No, you're asleep. And that's typically when we do our check-ins.
What do you mean by check-ins? You're who? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's pretty common. We do these periodically throughout your experience.
Then why don't I remember any of the others? And my experience is not going great, for what it's worth.
Oh, shoot. Sorry to hear that. I'll make a note of it. You don't remember them because that would impact your experience. When you wake up, you may have a foggy memory of this, but it will eventually feel like a distant dream.
So why are you doing this then?
Just to make sure it's going roughly similar to the experience you signed up for. You mentioned it's not going well. May I ask why?
Well, I'm in a hospital and I just had my hand removed due to a bacterial infection. Was that your way of making the experience totally great?
Sorry to hear that. Let me check your notes. Okay, yeah. It looks like at your last check-in, you were a little disappointed that it wasn't more challenging.
What? That doesn't mean remove my hand. And Delaney left me for a circus performer. I didn't even think that was a real thing. Was that some sort of joke you were playing on me or something?
No, sorry. I'm still looking over your notes. It looks like you started off winning all those karate tournaments and doing well in school. And at your 16-year check-in, you said,
"My last life was easy like this. It's fun to win trophies, but I was hoping it might be a little harder just so at the end, I could feel like I'd really accomplished something."
I was 16! I didn't mean remove my hand!
Well, we didn't. Looks like you graduated college in spite of losing several people close to you, and then you met Delaney and got married.
You killed all those people I love just to make it harder on me? That was unbearable. I can't believe I survived it.
Yeah, we thought that was going to satisfy your need for a more challenging experience. But then this was you at your age 26 check-in.
The lady is so great. Still way too easy, but that's not so bad.
I was drunk!
Oh, well, we couldn't make out what you were saying, and it was clear that you said it was still too easy.
Well, why didn't you call me back when I was sober? If you had, you would know that I was saying it's too easy, but that's not a bad thing because the best things in life come easily.
I apologize. We do a lot of these and rescheduling isn't really an option.
All right, did you have a runoff with the circus the same way you took my friends and relatives out of my life?
It's a probability setting that you help us decide based on your desired difficulty level. We can increase the probability of you getting her back if you'd like, maybe up to like 35%.
Win her back? How? I have one hand, and she ran off with an acrobat who juggles.
You could become a one-handed juggler, or just manage your emotions better.
You took away my wife. It's your mistake. This is so unfair.
This is what I'm referring to with the emotional control. Many people have their difficulty settings much higher than yours, and they still manage to do quite well. How did you lose your hand?
I broke a window.
It says here that you punched an elephant?
There was a poster with a picture of an elephant on it, and it made me think of Dumbo and the circus, and I lost my temper and punched the poster. I didn't know it was covering a window and that there was an actual elephant behind it.
You broke the glass of an elephant enclosure?
I'm a karate champion. Or I was.
And how did that lead to your hand being removed? From the glass?
The glass did cut me, but it was a bacterial thing that led to the removal.
Elephant skin doesn't have that much bacteria on it. I'm not seeing in our notes how we impacted that experience.
Yeah, the skin doesn't have much bacteria on, but the back in the near the tail.
Oh, wow. You punched an elephant in the... Oh, the probability of that and of it leading to your hand being removed was 1.7%.
I was drunk! And I wouldn't have been mad at the circus if you guys hadn't mistakenly changed the possibility that my wife would leave me for someone who wears a tank top unitard to work.
I'm going to go ahead and increase the probability to 40% as a courtesy and make a note on your account. But I would just recommend that you take accountability for your actions going forward, and good luck getting her back. Please don't punch any more elephants.
I only have one hand to punch elephants with now, anyway. But thank you.
Not sure what that means, but it's good to have you back with us. Your surgery was a complete success, and you should be well on your way to recovery.
Oh, I'm back. What a weird dream. Excuse me, can you possibly get me some balls to learn to juggle with?
You did just have a hand removed. Are you sure that's what you want to start with?
Yes, I have to win my wife back from an acrobat.
I'll see what I can find.
Intercepts is an independent podcast written and produced by David Huntsberger. Please support our sponsors. To make a one-time donation or become a sustaining member, please visit theendlessabyss.org.
Hey, you made it! I thought you had to work!
Hey! No, I was supposed to, but one client canceled, and then I had two really challenging ones, and I was just so beat that I couldn't go on. So I canceled the rest of the day.
I'm so glad that you did. Hey, girl.
Happy birthday.
It is so good to see you.
Yeah, you are looking ripped, by the way.
Hey, not cool. Just stick with the grill. You do look jacked, though. What's the secret? Is it illegal steroids?
And illegal fireworks. It's the combo that does it. I shouldn't joke about that. I hope Zella didn't hear me. Anyway, it's work that did this. That's why I had to duck out. Well, and I wanted to see everyone, obviously.
Wait, work made you this buff?
Are you a medium? You've been picking up extra shifts as a pallbearer?
Stick to the grill. But is everything okay?
Oh, it's fine. The weights really helped me make a connection to the beyond, but sometimes I have to lift so hard. I'm just trying to move on from that component and try to establish my connection with a different method.
What about Frisbee? Could that work?
Maybe. I think only if the person I was with had a connection to it.
Dude, I am so sorry. That sounds rough.
Ow!
No, it's fine. Look at you. You look amazing. Don't let me bring this down. Where is Zella? I want to give her a hug. I feel so bad.
Great throw, Hercules.
Oh, well, not to bring it down, and not that you did or were, but she felt so bad after the fire that she... couldn't make it.
Oh my gosh. This is sad. What happened? Were she in her grandmother clothes?
I don't know. But she was supposed to go to the house that day to get some photos of her grandmother for the funeral, and she got too high, and then the car wouldn't start, and they were the only photos of her grandmother's wedding day.
Oh no. Ha! She's here! Her grandmother! She's trying to tell me something! But I can't make it out.
Try the Frisbee.
But go easy this time, Ferrigno.
Shut up.
It's not enough.
Come on.
Dang it. She's trying to say something, though. I think it's about the photos.
Okay, what about your bag?
It's not enough. Dang it.
Don't you even think about it.
I'm sorry. I have to. She's here. I'll put the lid on so nothing will spill. Oh, God, this is so hot. She says the photos weren't in that house.
Where are they?
The smoke.
Put the goddamn grill down. What is happening?
She says They're in the attic of her mom's house. They never left the train set.
Great. Who cares? Put the food down.
It's coming back. Perypno's through. It's coming back.
What?
In the caboose that her grandpa made.
Fire. Good Lord. Thank you for coming. Such a treat.
This definitely would have been traumatizing for Zella. I better go find some water. Good news about the photos, though.
Yeah. I should probably get going. Frisbee's melting.
Perfect visit, Thor!